Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello to you all and welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the posh, luxurious Impact Power Sports Studio. I almost forgot that part of it. What is my deal? A little bit of senioritis here. I'm very excited, though. A lot of great things have happened. Yes, I cut off all my hair. You're like, what's different about you, Easy? Yeah, I'm sick of it. It's sometimes a girl has to do that. She has to make these decisions. And I was quick to do that this weekend, and I went back to the old school way of just cutting it myself. I mean, I love my friends at King's Room Barbershop, but I'm like, look, the OG look is this butch lesbian look that I have going right now. So I'm still happy with it. It just feels good to have it like trimmed down like that. Maureen says, I'm cutting mine all off tomorrow. Yeah, that's sometimes great. I feel good about it. So welcome. It was a spectacular weekend. And the big highlight of the weekend was the fact that I showed up at the Meijer store to buy all of the food for the great food giveaway. And everything went as planned. Mike Ball really is wonderful. Him and his family, he's the one who has kind of like, he takes care of so much of the logistics. And in his line of work as with MB Distributing, the basically wide open in the end zone, sole distributor, the best distributor of Little Debbie snack cakes throughout this area. His contacts with the local Meijer store are great. We had dealt with the folks at the Jennison store nearby me, and they were great until they weren't. And then I don't know what happened, but it seemed like everybody there was our word. And it complete catastrophe. Ball dropped badly last year, put us in a bad spot. And Mike Ball ran over to another store in the community of Standale, Michigan, and they were able to help him. So now we spend all our money over there at the Standale Meijer. So Saturday, he says, all right, meet me there. We're going to buy the food. I go, all right. Now, this is all the money that you all gave. In case you don't know, you raised $5,600. And then Mike Ball from MB Distributing gave another $1,000, which I immediately gave that since we had all the food money from you all, thank you. And I took that $1,000 and I just gave it. I said, hey, Mike gave this, just use it to buy Team Pink supplies. More on that in a second. All those, you know, the great food giveaways, all the food and all the tampons and all the maxi pads, all that shit. And that $1,000 went a long way, and they purchased 202 boxes of feminine hygiene products. Okay? Then, so Saturday, we go and we buy the food, and it came in way less. Like, the cost of the food was way less than what the initial estimate. And I love it when that works out, because the initial estimate was $5,577. And it cost $952 less. Less! Fuck! That's amazing! So that means I'm in the parking lot of the Meijer, and I go, hey, there's some more. I called Megan. I go, you got to get this money. So I immediately sent it over to her. And then she went ahead immediately and bought $952 in feminine hygiene products. More. Those arrived today. Now, part of Team Pink got together for Team Twat Off. That was on Saturday. It was Rebecca, who's here, not Becca Shea, but Rebecca, known as Miss Twat-a-Lot. Runner Girl, Gigglebox, Amy. We had Stevie there and Megan. The four of them, they were like, they had to take all that shit out of the boxes. It's a lot of products. Was it yesterday? I thought it was Saturday. It was yesterday. Anyway, they reach out to me, and I guess they were getting drunk because they were drinking like mimosas or some shit. And I guess they just had a hell of a great time bagging all this into individual. Then they like hand it, you know, people show up, whatever. Lady rolls up in a 1978 Buick LeSabre. We put the food in the car. We put the dog food in the car. Gunner throws an apple in her mouth. And then we give her the feminine hygiene products. So that's how this all goes when we do this tomorrow. It has come to this. So the people will be lining up tomorrow. I'm guessing sometime, well, we're going to start the giveaway at 3. And I expect those people to be lining up when we get there at 1. Mike Ball's picking up the food today in his trailer. And then tomorrow he drives it over there. He's going to get it there at 1. And then whoever's there helps him box it up. He's kind of like an amazing mover of he can get stuff done quickly. Him and his son Smithers will be there getting it all together. We put the boxes on the side of the road. It's a wall of food. We got a sign that says one box per car because we want to serve as many people as we can. And off we go. Off we go. It starts at 3 p.m. tomorrow. If you want to show up, like I was talking with some folks over the weekend, I go, you know, there's so much help. It's kind of like a social event. So bring booze. But you can't drive if you're drinking. So have someone drive you. After the get-together, we're going down the road to the Beltline Bar and hanging out and having a great time. Eating, drinking, whatever the hell. And that's it. That is it. Some nice soul on YouTube asked me if this was a Jenison hockey hoodie. No, this is, well, it's a Jenison Unified hoodie. That's the Special Olympics thing. I've been thinking about the... last week, I finished up the show, the week, by changing the chat function to subscriber only because I had some more perpetual line stepping that happened last week. And so I changed it, but I am going to put it back. I am going to put the Twitch feed back to Jason Fletcher. Hey buddy. So that you can make a comment and it will be seen. And what I'm doing is, though, is if I see someone that is commenting, and I don't know who it is. Hey, E-Rock. How are you, buddy? I got to be careful with that. So, if I see someone new come in here, I might not acknowledge you right away until I figure out who you are. I do encourage this. If you're a new audience member and you do want to participate on the chat, but you're not subscribed, which not everybody can subscribe because some folks don't have an Amazon Prime account and some folks don't want to pay the money, and that's totally cool. I don't give a shit. Then you just have to sit through the commercials that Twitch throws on there. Totally fine. But if you're not subscribed, reach out to me. I always want to know who's participating in the show, like who you are, how you came to find out about this catastrophe, and how we got to where we are now. Skip says, tell us what happened. I know you were triggered, but we are all curious. No, I don't want to do that. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And I don't even want to say that. I just don't want it to happen again. And I don't think it will. Jason Fletcher, 4470. You're new, aren't you? Please tell me about yourself. Reach out to me, Eric, at ericzaneshow.com. Skip did ask about the Eric Zane Show podcast defector t-shirts, and I do have the defector t-shirts, but they're not ready to go public yet. So that's a great thing. I'm glad. I was just working on that before the show started. So Jason, yes, getting back to you. Send me an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I want to know who you are. I want to get to know you. I like to know each and every person who is part of this show. Skip says, I didn't mean to steal your thunder. No, you did not. That was a good reminder. I wasn't even going to talk about it, but since you brought it up, I do have it. Jason says, I've been listening to you one way or another for the last 10 to 15 years. Holy cow. All right, so it isn't active yet, but the defector t-shirts, let's see, will look like this. Hang on a second. This is the back end. I'm going to publish it just for the 1 second that I'm talking. When it's ready to go, and it's not, the t-shirt looks like this. Now, what I love about the t-shirt platform, you see all these colors, you can pick any one of these colors for the t-shirt to be. I like this maroon. It looks good. But any one of these, I think look nice. And so there you have it. That's the front. And that is, and then this is the back, which is Shoreliner striping. But I'm still waiting for a little bit of finalization on this until this is completely set. But that is the t-shirt. And let's see. There's all sorts of other things you can get on the site as well. I just don't know how to get to it right now, including hoodies and shit like that. So. There you go. Oh, thanks. Okay. Sorry, now I'm distracted. I don't want that available right now, so I want to... Save all changes. And count... VUT public store, and let's make this inactive. Okay. Anyway, that's generally how it's going to look. Skip says, love it. Us real defectors will have to own one. Alan says, oh, I need one. Okay. It'll be available soon. I'll let you know. But that's what it looks. Kind of like a little preview of it for you. So thanks to everybody who contributed on the Great Food Giveaway. Appreciate it. We collected all told about $6,600 from about 80 people. Well done. Very kind. And I thank all of the volunteers who helped make it possible. That would be... all the crew over at Irvine's, anybody who lends a helping hand, and just thinking about it, knowing that you pay attention to this. I mean, I know I've been talking about it a lot. I've tried to tell, have a degree of humor to it while telling it, but there's nothing funny about these poor folks who are going to be waiting in line. Well, no, there is some funniness to it. I can't lie. There's the whole element of having a car judge there, I think, is something that we're not going to do, but I really would like to, but Megan won't let me. If a person has a decent car, we kick them out of the line. You know, we want absolute pile of shit cars. I want combined mileage of the 225 recipients to be like 40 million miles. I want to see at least 10% of the vehicles that one of the tires is one of those little donut tires. Tyler says car judging will at least be happening internally. It'll be fun to car judge. And I like that. And then if you see the car, that looks like it's clear that they actually live in the car. That does happen. There will be people who we give the food to who will then drive away and rip open the ham. You know, it's a fully cooked ham. And just start eating it like fucking Tom Hanks eating a coconut in Castaway. That probably 50% of the people, of the recipients, will be doing that. Chris says, if you don't show up like Uncle Buck, get fucked. No food. I don't know what that means. But some people know that reference. I mean, I know the movie Uncle Buck, John Candy, but I'm at a loss there. But no big deal. Big news this morning. I get a phone call. Pooh Bear is visiting her cousin, and her car won't start. I'm like, uh-oh. I bet you your battery is dead. And it was. And she got it started, thank God. But it was some real trepidation. All right? And because her other cousin, Frank, wasn't there to jump the car. She's never done this before. She knows the concept, she said, but she's very intimidated about the idea of it. Now, this can be an issue if you don't do it right. I myself have actually done it wrong, where I put the wrong thing on the wrong thing. And then all hell broke loose and a bunch of shit burned out in the car. It was a catastrophe. So we don't want that to happen. I go, you'll be fine. FaceTime me. So Diana's cousin, which is Mimi, and me. I mean, me on this end and then her. And they did great. I was like, this is fantastic. And I go, yeah, just put the black one on the negative there and the red one on the positive and have Mimi hold on to the other two. Don't touch them together or it'll scare the shit out of you. And then you do the same thing on your car. And they did start it right up. I'm like, you have successfully jump-started a car. How does that feel? Chris, with some bad advice, he says red to black to red makes you dead. Okay, no, that's actually good advice. Red to black to red makes you dead. Megan's with some instructions for our volunteers tomorrow. Park across the street at the UAW. Yeah, they'll be breaking people's kneecaps inside of there. All right, so that was cool. We got that money raised. We had extra money. It is was sent over to Megan right away. Team Pink is loaded up. We got the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance. They'll be there. Weather should be pretty good. I think we're happening. Thank you again for all of your assistance. I was a busy beaver this weekend, and I did an alumni hockey game. And these dudes are all like players of a bygone era. And they get together and play alumni hockey. And they said to me, look, we want you to heckle these people. And I'm like, are you? Of course I'm going to heckle them. Alumni games are made for that. Whenever you have like a bum league hockey going on, as Nick likes to call it, you absolutely have to heckle them. So I'm just dogging them the whole game. It was fantastic. One of my favorite things to do. The fact that I'm getting paid to harass people, it's like a bonus. I had spent Friday and Saturday harassing people anyway on Facebook. It's been outstanding. It has been such a target-rich environment. Left and right, people have been beating the shit out of me. So I've been doing my old tricks of getting a picture in their profile and then insulting them. And this skank, Katie Kylb, made some crack, and I let her have it. Referred to me as truly pathetic, LMAO. Lord, I hope you don't have a daughter. This is one you'd have to see. So I'll include it in the show notes. I wrote, I do. Please don't steal them and bake them in a pie. Also, I love you on Family Guy. Okay, what I do is I click on the profile pic, and the first thought that pops into my head when I see them. The first thought I had originally was a squirrel with too many nuts in his cheeks. So I posted her side by side with that. And then I dropped this one with her side by side with Quagmire from Family Guy. And it was a big hit. It was a big hit. People really liked it. I got a lot of great comments supporting that crack. And that's all I'm ever looking for. So she got pretty pissed off about that. And then, so then she like Googled my name, and there was a link to a story like 10 years ago from after when I got fired, and it became known that I had suicidal tendencies for two or three fleeting moments after the firing. So she posted this link to that story, and she kept posting it over and over. And I'm like, I don't care. Who gives a shit? And that was her big thing, to get back at me. And someone said, people were like, oh, man, I can't believe she's doing that. I go, it doesn't bother me. I mean, who cares? She's probably pissed off because I said she looks like Quagmire. If you say that a chick looks like Quagmire and then she starts rubbing your nose in it, suggesting, you know, making fun of you because you had suicidal tendencies, you know you pissed them off. So that was a good one. I love that. The only reason why I know it was a good one because people were texting me in addition to leaving comments here. So then, you know, typical. I win that fight. And then this guy shows up. Andrew Yaser reaches out to me and he says, you're a fucking weirdo, dude. To one of my posts. He didn't like one of my posts. Doesn't matter. So I took one look at him and I thought of a character from one of the Star Trek series. I think these are called Romulans on Star Trek. Because of this dude's, his appearance and his, but he thought I was making fun of his hair. But I was making fun of his ears because they stick out. And he wrote, I had cancer and I lost all my hair twice. What's your point? And then he wrote F-A-G. But that wasn't what I was focusing on. I was focusing on his ears. And so I wrote back. I go, wow, I had no idea that cancer can make someone's ears look fucked up. Chad writes, easy is the people's champ. These bring me so much joy. Yeah, I like these two. I always know when a joke hits. You know, you just get a warm feeling all over in your soul when you know you're going to fuck them up. You know, this is that first blast when I first put this bitch on blast with the squirrel business. So that I was engaging in this battle while I was at the vet for O'Neill. You know, he had his follow-up for his cancer. But this one surprised me. But he's good. He's good. His oncologist is quite pleased with him so far. Oh, wait a minute. That was not a Romulan. That was a Ferengi, which sounds even funnier. Thank you to Black Belt Nick. Nick writes, the Humpty Dumpty looking...
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Vape salesman was my favorite of all of these. Yeah, let me show you that one. That's this guy. He wrote, Zane sucked. And I wrote, you know, things are rough when a guy who looks like an ex-con tells you what's up. I think this is the dude you're talking about, Nick. And he does look like, he looks like an ex, he reminds me of like White Boy Rick, this dude. And then he had another comment. Good one. Lame ass dude. I see why FB and HW dumped you. Then I zoomed in on his ear and I said, what's up with your ear? Did your dad hold your head down on the stove? Like Teddy from Stand By Me. I think that's the one that you're referring to. The halfway house guy. Yes, that was him. I can't do much, but I do well in this arena. Don't let me get a little... If you piss me off, all right, and you get on my bad side, and then I get a look at you, okay. It's a problem. It's going to be a problem for you. This is why it's very important to be nice to me. I will love the hell out of you. But if you become an adversary, it's going to be a problem. It is going to be a problem for you. You are not going to be victorious in this. Tyler says, easy, your best friend or your worst enemy. Right, right. And I never forget a jersey number. I'm the guy who... Like, I'll put you into the boards, try to put you through the glass. So, and then most people will be like, well, that's the end of that one. But no, it's not. It's going to keep happening until I'm just bored. Until I start to feel bad for you. Like, I posted one of WGRD Greaseball, Tommy Carroll, that greasy-haired fucker who is the program director. I was beating the shit out of him, and I was like, you know, I don't feel good about it. So I deleted it. Not that it makes it any better, and here I am calling him a greaseball, and he is. But for the time being, I said, you know, I think I'm going to relax for a little bit, and I'm going to back off Facebook on my attacks unless somebody fucks with me for a period of time. It's you know, 'tis the season. You gotta do that. All right. So anyway, getting back to this oncology appointment, O'Neill goes there and he's so charming. Everybody falls in love with him. It was ridiculous, and he'd been there before, but he really was drawing some attention and just charming the shit out of all the chicks. And so, the prognosis is as good as it can be for multiple myeloma. He'll continue taking his medicine and they'll check back over a period of time. But then, you know, you're always thinking about the cost. Now, earlier in the week, I paid a little over, well, no, it was about $750 for Bruce. And then, so I'm doing the math in my head. I go, all right, he's going to see the doctor. He's going to get a blood draw. For the exam and the test, the blood draw / test to determine how his body is responding to the chemotherapy. I'm like, I'm guessing tops 300. Boy, was I wrong. So I'm there checking out, you know, right in front of the sign. It says payment expected at time of service. And that came back to a harsh 990, 990. What the fuck? We're talking now the last few months. I think I'm averaging 16, 17 a month now. That one really, really, oh. I'm like, oh, no. Look at that. Oh. I was like, okay, oh, yeah. And it's my job to not, act shocked. Like, okay, your total will show in front of you. And I'm like, yes, it does. You know, I'm trying not to throw up. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm shaking. And I'm just trying to keep it cool, you know. Pay the thing, then I leave. Alan says the FBI needs to investigate your vet. Well, this is a different vet, though. The vet with Bruce was one vet. That's the regular vet. This is the specialized care. Let's see. The info on the bill. The big hitter, I think, was the test, because the recheck was like, if to walk in and get checked, it's $190. A test known as an electrophoresis serum protein. That test is $566.25. Then it says CBC Oncology in Clinic. I don't know what that is. That's $189. A prescription, $42.25. That totals $987.50. Sales tax, $2.54. Grand total, $990.04. Skip says it's a racket because they know you'll do anything for your pets. My ex-wife works for an emergency vet. Nick writes, $500 to probably drop some shit in a test tube and see if it changes color. Yeah, I don't know. I try not to ask too many questions. I try not to dwell on it. You're probably right, but what are you going to do? Maureen says, is that what it's going to be every time he has to go back for a recheck? I haven't thought of it. All I know is that I've got a full court press on for sponsorships. Okay? I need to sell more. Okay, let me just say this. I make great money. I make excellent money. I work very hard and I make excellent money. But I don't have any fucking money. How does that fucking happen? You know how that happens? That. Those moments right there. Fuck. I was talking with my buddy Brad, my neighbor down the street. And he goes, are you broke? I go, yeah, sure. He goes, so am I. He goes, I've never made more money in my fucking life. My wife, she's loaded too. But we're not. Dan is here. He's one of the folks that's not subscribed, so he texts in his comment, and I am going to change that after this show to make it so that if you're not a subscriber, you can comment like it was before. I've settled down, and I am going to allow that again. And I just, yeah, I'll just leave it there. Dan writes, $15,000 for a dog that blew a disc this year. I'm trying to sign in with Amazon Prime and it won't do it on my phone. I think you got to do it from a desktop. You're right. By the way, I'm getting set to start another new job. And I cannot say what it is. But because it hasn't been made public yet. But I am going to start another new job very, very soon. It is confirmed. It's a done deal. And I'm excited about it. And it just crept in on me. Tyler says, what industry is it in? It's in podcasting/broadcasting. I'll just say broadcasting, but it's not radio. There's nothing radio related. Skip says, I feel like I do not have to sign in every month with Amazon. Anyone else have that too? David says, you may need two new jobs with those vet bills. Yoda World says, you can still talk. It just costs loyalty points for now. I don't even know what that is. You guys know more about this platform than I do. Wenji says, which I think is Ben W., how much for a sponsorship where it's just a glamour shot of my fat face? I will wear a jean jacket with the collar flipped up and everything. David says, I don't sign in each month. Ben says, I went months without having to sign in on Prime, and I was subscribed. Tyler says, damn, I paid $8 for nothing. I have 550,000 of those points. How the fuck do you use those points? All right. Where was I now? I want to talk about several things today. And by the way, I have the staff meeting for the radio station coming up in about 15 minutes or so. I want to get to the football game yesterday. The Lions lost again. Joe Martinez called me to fuck with me, or he texted me to fuck with me. And he pissed me off so bad because today is his cancer surgery. They're removing his prostate. He pissed me off so bad yesterday while making fun of the Lions that I actually said to him, "Hey, asshole, you're making me want to root for cancer. Shut the fuck up." And then I said, "I'm going to call ICE and have them remove you from the country when you are under sedation." Fuck, man. So, by the way, there is a chance that they can get into the playoffs, but there's also a chance that they could wind up in actual last place in the division. Minnesota has done very well in the back part of the year. They play them next in Minnesota. If they lose that game, they're 8-8, and then they got to travel to Chicago, who's red hot. So there's a chance that they could finish in last place in the division. You know what's weird about that is you look at the Lions, it's clear now that, well, there's a lot of problems with what happened to them this year with the defensive backfield being decimated, Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch, whatever. I don't know. But what it looks like on paper is you get rid of the offensive coordinator who now has won 11 games and lost four, red hot, leading the division. The Lions, on the other hand, with their offensive coordinator, they made him stop calling offensive plays. They, like, made him a chaperone. And now they're shit. What a fucking bummer. Allen says, but no JJ. Look, man, I don't think it matters at this point. Anyway, during the game, one of the Pittsburgh players punched one of the Lions fans in the face, which was awesome. And we need to look at that and we need to break that down. The guy's name is DK Metcalf, and this fan is talking to him.
DK Metcalf had mixing up with someone in the stands.
And then he punched a guy in the face.
And that is not going to have great consequences for the Steelers and Metcalf. He just...
This is awesome. So they're talking about the problems now for DK Metcalf. He should be given a raise for this.
DK Metcalf had mixing up with someone in the stands.
Oh, my gosh.
And that is not going to have great consequences for the Steelers and Metcalf.
So you know that that fan was being an asshole. There is 100% chance that that fan deserved that. But everybody's, you know, talking about how much trouble that guy's going to get in now. Allen says DK Metcalf is the last guy you want to get punched by. Yeah, he's pretty powerful. I noticed that in that clip, how tall that guy is. And his arm is fucking massive. Getting hit by that guy. Tracy Wolfson was on the sidelines for this game. shit comment.
I was watching it, and he came over because the fan in the stands was holding a four Pittsburgh jersey. He went over, and the fan said something to him, obviously. Metcalf did not like what he said, and you saw the swipe there. No Steelers came over to him and mentioned anything. We'll see if the league takes action, guys.
I think there's about 100% chance of that.
It's fucking great. Tyler says he'll get a small fine. I don't know why people think the league will throw the book at him. Bob says players have to keep their hands off the fans. Disagree. Fans have to not be assholes. IMKO says allegedly the fan called him by his real name, DeKalen Zacharias Metcalf. I want the fans to hit more players. I think they should get bonuses when they do that. You know, and depending on who you hit can actually help you. Ben Glaze says the fan claimed he called him by his full legal name, and that's why he threw the punch. I'm guessing there was something worse. Branch got kicked out for fighting with an opposing player. Yeah, so, you know, how about don't be an asshole to the player? How about just not think that you have, you can say whatever the fuck you want to these people? How about show some fucking respect? You know? Big Buddha says fans buy tickets to a game and think they are free to say and do whatever they want. I think that guy fucked around and found out. Yes! We need more of that, but I want players who are that big and that strong doing it to, like a child or an elderly lady or, you know, kid in a wheelchair. Just to kind of, I mean, you got to, that's the opposite thing is kind of like when you get to prison and you got to go after the big guy and take him out to kind of set the precedent. If you're the football player, you got to go ahead and flip the kid out of his chair and let see him bounce his head off the fucking steps a few times. A punch a baby that's in like a stroller or a car seat. A Spartan kick grandma. That'll real quickly, that message will get heard real quickly, and then the players get bonuses. Wenji says he didn't leave the fan area. He called the dude by his name. So where is the asshole part? Well, I mean, let's just assume, though, that that's true, that he called him by his real name. What if, I mean, he's wearing Lion colors, so you know he's a Lions fan. I don't know. Perhaps he would, DeKalen Zacharias. What if he was doing it like that? Okay? Who knows? That fan was trying to get under his skin some way, somehow. And if he wasn't, that's okay. Let's say he was just being totally cool. For whatever reason, thought it was okay. You know that he thought that he was getting one on DK Metcalf because nobody knows DK Metcalf's name. So he was probably doing that just to fuck with him. Wenji says, so DK can leave the player area and interject himself and punch the fan, but the fan is the asshole. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You got it. You got it. The benefit of the doubt goes to the player always, because the last thing the players care about that they want to care about is something going on in the stands. So I am fully supportive of DK Metcalf, and if you're the commissioner of the league, You say, after further review, we are giving DK a bonus for his efforts. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, we used to screw with the linemen on the Rampage back in the day all the time. The dude wanted to kill us. Yeah, you got to be careful. You don't want to get in the face of a guy who's that big and strong. Murder lover Linda is here, and she said that the player, DK, should have PR training on how to handle fans like an adult. No, he handled it perfectly. She says, I may never cheer for the Steelers again, and I've been a fan for 50 years. Thanks, Rodgers, and that GD game yesterday. Rodgers is great. He is still intensely effective. You got to root for the old guys. I don't give a shit how weird he is. When you get an old bastard like Aaron Rodgers carving up the Lions, that's fantastic. Skip says, I was kicked out of a Rampage game back in the day for messing with the players. I'm the reason you can't have tops on your 20-ounce pop bottles. So why'd you throw them at players, you dick? So that was, and then the game ended weird. The Lions sucked the whole game, all right? And then with 5 minutes to go, they tried to try. They scored one late, and then Pittsburgh tried to fuck it up. Lions had it at the one-yard line, scored a touchdown, penalty. Backs them up. Okay, let's try it again. Another penalty. Backs them up. All right, now we're going to try it again. Final play of the game. The receiver for the Lions, St. Brown, he ran up to the defender and, like, shoved him as hard as he could. Clear violation of the rules. He catches the ball, and he's still not going to get a touchdown, even though that happened. So he's getting tackled. He pitches it to Goff. Goff goes in, catches it, goes in for a touchdown. Oh, my God, but there's flags. Lions fans like, oh, well, it's either a touchdown for us or it's pass interference on them. No. Everybody in that arena, in that facility knew it was going to go on St. Brown. And that's it. Detroit can still get into the playoffs somehow. But I like the idea, actually, of them coming in last place. I think that that would be, I think they need that. They need to lose to Minnesota and then get, like, annihilated by Chicago because they annihilated Chicago earlier in the year. So, you know, Ben Johnson's going to run up the score. And then they can finish in actual last place. Oh, my God, it'd be so embarrassing. But they can also still get into the playoffs. If they win those last two games, and then the Packers lose their last two games. And then if the San Francisco 49ers lose one of two, the Lions are in. Thank you for being here. It's time for the staff meeting. I'll talk to you in a little bit. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.